This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The three officers and two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain were in court today. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The five men all appeared in separate and brief court appearances, masked and in dark suits, all with their own separate lawyers. They waived their right to be advised of the charges they face and remain free on bond. Shanine McClain, Elijah's mother, sat in the courtroom too. She had never before seen or met the officers implicated in her son's death.
It was heart-wrenching to see them, and I purposely stared at every last one of them to see if they had the guts to look at me. None of them did.
The judge did agree to unseal the case files of the paramedics charged in the case after several news media organizations argued they should be public. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
CPR News was part of the effort to unseal those court files. As of Sunday, fewer than 1 million Coloradans have voted ahead of tomorrow's election. According to the Secretary of State's office, unaffiliated voters have cast the most ballots of any party, but turnout remains far below record numbers seen during last year's presidential race. Denver resident Eli Polk dropped off his ballot today. He said he was surprised at how empty his local polling location was.
I would have thought that it would have gone the other direction in terms of more people paying attention and participating at the local levels as opposed to the national level.
Polls across the state close at 7 p.m. tomorrow. This is CPR News. Fort Collins is at 36 degrees right now. Excuse me, the low will be 32 tonight with a chance of snow.